Daryl, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Doing great, especially with the AC/DC play-in.
Oh, can't.
Made my Monday even
honestly,
better.
It gets you fired right up. I love it.
Absolutely.
Now, today, I want to talk, first of all, because an interesting thing, people always talk about, okay, I want to lose weight. And we're into January, like, you know what, I'm going to the gym and I'm going to lose weight. And I don't know if, like, it's a very open-ended statement that sometimes has people going down the wrong path.
Yeah, I would agree with that. What we hear often when people do come into the gym is that statement, I'm coming in and I want to lose weight. And unfortunately, even if it's something that a doctor is asking that person to do and it's medically prescribed saying, we want you to lose weight, that's the verbiage that's being used. And really what the verbiage should be is to be losing fat. So we do have a lot of people coming in saying they want to lose weight. And it takes a little bit of a discussion to shift the mindset on that. Because we don't want to just lose weight. We don't want to be losing muscle and fat and good bone tissue. We want to be focusing on fat loss. And so initially when people come into the gym, they often are concerned about the number on the scale. But usually once we have the discussion on what are you actually trying to do, it turns out they're either trying to get smaller and lose a little bit of inches, or they are looking to do it for a medical purpose. Now, obviously the scale will show overall change, but the big one that we are looking for is fat loss with the prevention of lean muscle loss.
Okay, so how do you go about fat loss?
How you go about fat loss, well, the answer is a little bit different for everybody. So if we jump to what the best workout program would be, I'd say definitely a combination of cardio and resistance training. Some people will try to do it individually through diet. It's not the greatest idea to do so. And when you get active, so combination of diet and activity, we recommend cardiovascular exercise as well as resistance training. And the reason why is it's that prevention of that lean muscle tissue. So when you're going through a weight loss or fat loss program, you have to be in a caloric deficit, which means you need to be taking in less calories than you're actually burning. And anytime that happens, you are going to lose a little bit of healthy lean muscle tissue. The goal is to minimize it. And if we can keep resistance training and strength training, that's going to help us preserve that and lose fat in a healthy way.
Okay. So now there's the other thing we always hear about, does muscle weighs more than fat? And so when people want to lose fat, you have to look at it and say, okay, 1 to 2 pounds per week is supposed to be an effective way. Now, everybody's going to be different, right? Like if you have 200 pounds to lose, you're likely going to lose it a little bit quicker earlier on than you are somebody who only has 12 pounds to lose, for instance. But ultimately, the muscle weighing more than fat. So people are always worried about, well, yeah, I can lose fat, but I'll gain muscle and thus I won't actually lose any weight. So how do you balance it?
Well, the question that I would usually ask them, if that's a client coming in to talk to me, is say, why is the weight loss important versus how you look and feel? And once again, usually they don't really care. Once it comes down to it, the number on the scale is not important. If I say, I can make you look exactly how you want to look, but the scale will stay the same, most people are okay with that. And when it comes down to your comment about fat and muscle weighing the same, one thing I always laugh at is you hear kind of that common myth, well, 1 pound of fat weighs more than 1 pound of muscle. Well, no, 1 pound is 1 pound. They weigh the same. But yes, muscle is more dense. So muscle is approximately 18% more dense than fat. So if two people weighed 200 pounds, the person with more muscle should be smaller. So less inches, the clothes should fit a little bit better on that person versus the person who has a little bit extra fat. Because once again, fat is approximately 18%. Larger in diameter than the muscle.
So the big question for a lot of people is, okay, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to lose weight. But if they don't change their diet, you're basically just going around in circles, are you not? You've got to combine both.
Yes and no. So in the end, what we're looking at and what we're looking for is a caloric deficit. So as mentioned before, you need to lose about 30, or you have to be in a caloric deficit of about 3,500 calories to lose 1 pound of body fat. And it can come from either. It can come from all activity, or it could come from all eating. And usually the answer is a bit of both. So the danger of doing it all through nutrition and kind of that crash diet type program is, A, if your body's not eating a lot of food, it can actually slow its metabolism down. So long term, it makes it very, very difficult to lose the weight. or body fat as the better term. And the second component of the really low calorie diet is it's very, very hard to sustain. It's not really fun getting through a day eating almost nothing at all. And thirdly, as you start to lose fat and your metabolism goes down because you're not eating enough, you can actually become more and more tired. So you're going to get more lethargic and have less motivation to work out. And stats show that the vast majority of people that try to lose body fat through diet alone will actually keep it all off. Most will gain some of, all of, or even more body fat back after that diet. So we do recommend that you try to pick up the activity level as well. So a really simple place to start is try to decrease caloric intake by 250 calories a day and increase expenditure by 250 calories per day. And from there, you can start to play with each of those ratios. But that's usually a great start where you can start to see the needle move in terms of fat loss.
And, you know, some people hear the numbers and they're like, okay, 250 might seem like a lot, but really when you're starting out, and I know sometimes they even want you to do more up to 500, but like one can of pop, like a cola, is like 150 calories.
Yeah.
Right. Not to mention all the other added sugars and crap.
Agreed. It's very small things. If you're somebody who goes through the drive-thru and orders a coffee with two cream and two sugar every day, you're a good chunk of the way there. So it's usually some very small things that you can make from the diet perspective, and it's just making sure that you actually do get that activity component. And I can't stress enough involving some strength training a couple times per week.
Well, that was what I was going to ask. The best type of exercise is for people who ultimately want to lose fat, which is going to then lose some inches.
Yeah, so as mentioned, the combination of the both strength training and cardio, if we're getting a little bit more technical on it, the goal is to actually lift a little bit heavier to the point where your body is going to have micro tearing happen in the muscle and it's going to have to repair. So I would say kind of the 11 rep range or lower, something that takes you to failure at that point. And also progressing to some interval-based cardio. So interval-based cardio is where you are really pushing the pace for a short period of time and then going at a normal pace for a little bit of a longer period of time. A good place to start is somewhere around a 1-to-5 work-to-rest ratio. So that would mean like 10 seconds of really hard intensity activity followed by 50 seconds of regular paced activity. And a lot of research shows that high intensity interval training is more effective at the burning of body fat and preservation of muscle tissue when it comes to the cardiovascular side of exercise.
Daryl Marchuk, our regional fitness manager for World Health, joins us. And the key for this, Daryl, is, you know, anybody who wants to lose weight, should they be measuring their inches more than just looking at the scale? Like, would that be the best way to look? Because some people can get frustrated only looking at a number. So should you maybe measure around your navel to see how much you have there and your weight, and then maybe every 2 weeks do a thing? What's your recommendation so people don't get discouraged if suddenly in the first week they haven't lost anything?
That's such a great comment, Jason, because for some people, the scale is their worst enemy. They get so discouraged. As mentioned before, muscle is more dense than fat. And I've seen it plenty of times working with clients firsthand where through about the 5-6 week mark, they're actually weighing more. And you could see when you show them that, their heart breaks in half in front of you until you pull that tape measure out and you can show them that they've lost 20 or 22 centimeters across their body. So I recommend taking some measurements, absolutely. A few great places is one spot right under your rib cage. The next one is around the navel. And another one is kind of the widest circumference around your hips and glutes area. Those three areas are a real simple three measurements to take where you can start to look at your own body fat loss. And even if the scale is not dropping, but you see those three areas dropping and you've been eating well and you've been active, there's a great chance that you're dropping body fat. And that's really what the goal is.
Daryl, as always, great stuff, man. We appreciate it. Thanks for your insight. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me.